Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Diana Ibrahim from the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, which has just confirmed its first positive case of measles in San Bernardino County, and we'll be talking about that. So thank you for joining me, Diana. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Stephen.
So pretty much everyone should know what the measles looks like, but for those that don't, describe what is the measles and what does it look like?
Sure, yeah. Measles is actually a very serious and highly contagious viral illness, and it's spread through the air. So it's characterized by a high fever, cough, runny nose, and especially characteristic of measles is the rash. And there can be some serious complications from the measles, and the most serious include blindness and brain swelling.
So San Bernardino County recently received a report of measles in the county. Is this the first official case in San Bernardino County, and is there a risk to the public with this measles case?
This is our first measles case for the year, and in terms of the risk to the public, most people are actually vaccinated against measles. Children in the U.S. routinely get the measles vaccine, which is the MMR, at 1 year of age, so most people actually have immunity and are not at risk, even if they have shared the same indoor airspace with a contagious person.
Now, travel was associated with this case. Apparently, the case was reported in an infant. Where did this infant travel to, and are there risks to those who may have shared that same flight with this infant?
So, travel was associated with this case. For confidentiality reasons, I won't be able to share specific location information, but I will tell you that measles is still very common outside of the U.S., and there are outbreaks occurring internationally in the Philippines, Europe, South America, and Africa. It's actually also more common among children worldwide with vitamin A deficiency, actually. And in 2000, the United States declared that measles was eliminated from this country, so there was no endemic measles happening from person to person. So most outbreaks that are currently happening in the U.S. are due actually in large part to folks who travel to areas with measles and become exposed, as was the case for this infant.
What about the people that shared the flight with the infant? Is there any risk to those people?
Thankfully, the 8-month-old was not contagious during the flight, so there's actually no risk of exposure to the passengers.
Great. Now, what can the public do to make sure that they are protected against the measles?
So generally, the CDC considers you protected from the measles if you have written documentation showing 2 MMR vaccines. For travel outside the U.S., this is important to know if you are protected because of these ongoing measles transmissions happening outside of the U.S. So the first dose of MMR is scheduled at 12 months. However, if travel is planned, infants can obtain an MMR as early as 6 months to prevent measles. So the best thing really to do is just to be aware of this, of measles, and to talk to your doctor about any travel plans.
What about people that have had the measles in the past? What about booster shots? Are they needed?
Booster shots are not necessary, no.
Okay, what is the Department of Public Health doing in response to this measles case being reported in San Bernardino County?
The Department of Public Health responds to reports of potential measles cases based on symptoms submitted by healthcare providers and reports from laboratories. So if there's a confirmed case, we'll get that information. So upon notification, we immediately recommend infection control measures to stop any potential spread of the disease. And after appropriate testing, if we determine that it is a true case, we'll connect with any potential contact. We'll find out where a measles case traveled to or was in contact with any person outside of their circles. We will assess vaccine or immunity status for those contacts. And now if we identify any high-risk individuals who are not vaccinated, we can offer post-exposure prophylaxis depending on the situation. And now that is in the form of the MMR or immunoglobulin. And we also monitor symptoms for any of the contacts for a period of time to see if they actually do develop any symptoms. And we make sure that they are not in contact with anyone else during their infectious period.
In previous years, how many cases of the measles have been reported in San Bernardino County compared to this year?
Well, the last big outbreak was associated with the Disneyland outbreak in 2015. So that was across jurisdictions, that was internationally, that was, so we had quite a few cases from that time. Generally, we do see a few cases pop up here and there throughout the years, but nothing to that scale. The concern right now is because of ongoing measles cases in New York and Los Angeles, although I think those have mainly subsided.
And what should a person do if they suspect that they do have measles?
If they do have the measles, definitely they should not be in contact with anyone else, but they should contact their provider and explain any symptoms or situation if they had any recent travel or if they were in contact with anyone with measles.
If they're going to go to the doctor's office, should they let the doctor's office know ahead of time so that they don't expose other people to measles?
Absolutely. So if that's the case, sometimes we'll, you know, get a swab, for example, for testing at the back of the office away from other patients because, you know, as I mentioned, it is airborne.
And where can we find out more information about measles in general?
You can go to the CDC website. They also have a great travel page if you're planning on travel. CDPH also has some great information on their sites.
And if there's one last point you can make about precautionary measures against the measles, what would that be?
You know, talk to your doctor about your vaccine status and be up to date.
Okay, Diana Ibrahim from the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, and we've been talking about the first confirmed case of measles in San Bernardino County and how to prevent the measles going forward. Thank you very much once again for joining me today, Diana. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.